We got the right song at the right place at the right time. Now I need you to get out on that stage right now.
That ride. That's that 80s jam. That's that Stanley Clark featuring Howard Hewitt. That's that jam. Let that ride out for a minute. All my 80s babies. All my 80s babies. Let that ride out. Oh, I can smell the curl activator. I'm reminiscing. I can smell the carefree curl activator. I gotta let this ride out. I feel like putting on some skates and some parachute pants. Anyway, y'all, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the all-new Tariq Elite Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen. We are making it do what it do. Glad to have everybody tuning in to the all-new Tariq Elite Radio Show. We've transferred the show to the new website. We were at maclessonsradio.com. We are now at tariqradio.com. And the game is still going to be the same. The game is going to still be just as hot, ladies and gentlemen, so nothing will change. The game will remain and the game will be upgraded. I'm going to still chop up that hot fire. And you can also subscribe to the new show at iTunes. Go to iTunes and type in Tariq Elite Radio or Tariq Radio in iTunes. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to subscribe right now. And we're going to go to a quick commercial break and I'll give you guys a chance to subscribe to the show on iTunes, and we will be right back after these messages right here on Tariq Elite Radio. KSultra.com t-shirts. This month's shirt is dedicated to those seeking power. In the book 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene, the author advises seekers of power how to look in both directions at once, like the Roman god Janus, depicted with two faces, one looking to the past, one looking to the future. This month's t-shirt comes with a booklet describing the design, and it also comes with free stickers. Sign up for the t-shirt subscription right now. Mac Lessons Radio listeners, use the coupon code KFLEX and get 50% off of everything on your first month. Go to KSultra.com. Have you ever thought about pursuing a career in technology, or are you currently working in the technology industry but you've been frustrated about being the only Black, Hispanic, or woman on the team? If so, you need to get the brand new book called Minority Tech, written by Anwan Simmons, who has worked as a Black man in technology for over 20 years. Minority Tech covers topics like the need of a code of conduct for Black men, why affirmative action is valuable, and the importance of international travel, and the benefits that being a minority brings to technology. For more information, go to MinorityTech.com. Are you looking for a discount at a certain store, but you can't seem to find the right prices you want? Are you looking for a gift for a special someone, but you don't want to break the bank? If so, go to PremiumItemsForCheap.com for all your needs. Whether it's headphones, televisions, or video games, go to PremiumItemsForCheap.com. Make sure you type in the coupon code 10% to get 10% off on all items over $50. That's PremiumItemsForCheap.com.
You're now tuning into the king of game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am Tariq Elite. We are back live broadcasting from Los Angeles. And like I said earlier, ladies and gentlemen, this is the brand new show. I was having some technical difficulties with the Mac Lessons radio site. For some reason, the new show, the last show I did, the shows, they just stopped uploading to iTunes. So we're having technical difficulties. I was doing a lot trying to fix the problem. So I just decided to go ahead and move everything to the new site and just revamp everything. the brand new site where we're hosting the podcast. It looks so much better. TariqRadio.com. The site is cleaner. It's more social network friendly. And we're just upgrading the show right now. So those are some of the reasons why we made the change. And plus, we've been doing the Mac Lessons radio show on the same site for like 7 years. So, you know, some type of technical incident was about to happen. And I didn't want to just create a whole new Mac Lessons radio site because we have a whole archive of hundreds of shows there. So it would have been very difficult to move them onto another site. So we just got a whole new thing going on. So I just took that as a sign to just start new, start fresh, keep the game flowing, upgrade. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. So I need you again to spread the word, let everybody know that we've moved over to TariqRadio.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, tweet and Facebook the new link at TariqRadio.com. And you can still listen to the old archives of the Mac Lessons Radio show at MacLessonsRadio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let's see who we got on the phone. We got a lot of calls coming in. What's up? Oh, shit. Hey, what's going on, family? Hello?
What's going on, Tariq?
Hey, man.
What's going on, Tariq?
What's up, man? Who is this?
Man, not much, man. It's Jay Ham, man.
Where you calling from, Jay?
Man, I'm calling all the way from Japan right now.
God damn. What you doing in Japan, bro?
Yeah, man. You know, I'm in the military, man.
Hey,
so.
There you go. What is it, cold out there in Japan right now?
It's getting a little chilly, man. It's getting a little chilly, so it's getting there.
There you go. So do you get to go around off base and do your thing out there in Japan, or are you basically on the base all the time?
Oh, not at all. I definitely can move around, man. I'm actually hitting a couple of places next month, Tokyo and another spot named Fukuoka at the end of the month. So it's definitely going to be looking nice. So, yeah,
I like the vibe out there. I've stopped through Japan a few times going to other spots, and the vibe out there is real cool, man. So what's on your mind tonight, Blair?
Definitely, man. Just a quick question, man. You know, I got a guy here I'm talking to, man. And she's a type that's almost like a dude. We don't mess around a little bit. And that's respectable because obviously she lets me know about it in a sense, you know. I guess that's before meeting me. But my question is, you know, so basically she says she's in a mind frame. And she's trying to change her game up a little bit. She's saying the dudes that she was, you know, having these relationships with, you know, definitely have the head game, the communication. So it's basically like a sexual thing, but the sexual thing wasn't keeping her. You know what I'm saying?
Now, is she Asian? What is she? She's Japanese?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, so the guys, like, they weren't really hitting that spot like they were supposed to hit it. Are you the first brother she dated?
Oh, not at all.
Okay.
Yeah, not at all.
So are you trying to be exclusive with her, or what's the deal?
You know, I don't even know how I feel about that. She definitely got a mind on her head, you know. She's definitely intelligent, so I'm digging her right now. But in a sense, like I said, it wasn't a sexual thing with these dudes she was talking about. She was talking about, like, the communication, the intelligence, you know, the communication with each other. She said she wasn't really feeling that,
okay,
you know?
Okay. So have you hit it yet? Yeah. Have you hit that yet?
That's the thing about it. Definitely messed around, but she, you know what I'm saying, holding the pussy off on me a little bit. She was like, you know, I definitely don't want to, this is what she said, I don't want to get bored, you know what I'm saying? In a sense, I can respect it because I can see what she's talking about, you know, about, you know, the sex gets old and then, you know what I'm saying, she moves around. But yeah, that's my question. I want to see how you felt about that.
And let me explain this, because in that culture over there, and I understand their culture and I'm not mad at her, because with Japanese women and a lot of women in Far East Asia, their thing is, if I get involved with the dude, what can you do for me relationship-wise? Mm-hmm. What are we? They don't really do the whole willy-nilly thing, and I feel them on that. They're thinking like, mm-hmm. Okay, brother, if I deal with you, I'm taking a risk because my family trips. So what can you bring to the table? Yeah, I want a motherfucker who can bring some assets, who can upgrade me, make sure I'm straight, you know, possibly my family. So that's their whole mindset. It's like, what can you bring to the table as far as tangibles and as far as a real relationship? Why am I getting involved with you? That's how they think out there, and you got to understand that mindset, and you have to respect it to a certain degree, because she's coming at you on some real shit. That's why I said, what's your intention? Because see, you bring in the shit from over here where niggas be saying, oh, I want this, I want that, and y'all get some ass, all that goes out the window. So in these Eastern countries, you got to bring the real deal. You understand?
Definitely. I understand. 100%.
There you go. So marinate on that and just be real about what you want. If you just want some ass, step to a girl who's just about that life. But if you are really down for a relationship, roll with her. Sounds like you're just trying to get your fun game on right now and you're not too serious. And that's okay. But just don't get involved with this female and just lead her on and make her think that, because that's a bad look. You feel me?
Definitely. Hey, I understand. Man. I appreciate that.
Much
man.
Respect,
I definitely
man.
Appreciate that.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We're right here live on TariqRadio.com. My man just called from Japan. Let's get another call in before we chop it up. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, man? Who's this?
Oh, man. That's what's up. That's cool. This is Junior from Florida, man.
Junior from Florida. How you doing, Junior?
I'm doing great, Tariq. I'm doing awesome, dude. Right now, this is a late night for you, man, but this is early morning for me, dude.
I can imagine.
That is great.
What part of Florida are you in?
Hey. I'm in South Florida, Palm Beach.
Okay.
Currently, Boynton Beach.
Oh, there you go. I got to get back down. So what's on your mind,
that,
right?
That's true.
What's on your mind, sir?
Okay. So let me just put out my concession. I've been listening to you for 5 years now, man. Since I was 13.
Yes,
I'm 18 now.
Okay.
I'm a senior in high school.
Cool.
And so the thing is, right now, I'm with this girl, and I like her. She's cool. I started talking to her the first week of school. I saw her. I was like, yo, got to get on her. And then now it's been like 2 months, and I'm like, I don't know if I should stick with her going into college, because I'm planning on going to Orlando,
okay,
where that's all the honey's at, or if I should, you know, stick down here and just chill with her a little bit. I don't know how
now,
she's been cooperative.
She's been cooperative. Now, were you the first guy she was with sexually? Hello? Oh, man, I wanted to get some more information. I think the brother's phone went out. Hello, brother, you here? Okay, hopefully he calls back. I wanted to get some more information. That sounded like it was going to be an interesting story. I wanted to get the rest of the details on that. So, brother, call back up, because I wanted to get some more info. Hey, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be in Buffalo, New York this Friday, November 1st. I will be in Buffalo, New York this Friday at the Market Arcade Film and Arts Center. They're doing a screening of Hidden Colors 2. I'm going to be out there taking pictures with the press out there. We're going to do a question and answer segment. So definitely, if you're in the around the New York area, come on up to Buffalo. If you're up there in upstate New York, come on up to Buffalo and chop up game with me. It's going to be a fun night. That's this Friday, the Market Arcade Theater. It's only like $10 to get in there. So come on, check me out. It's going to be real fun, by the way. Also, don't forget to get the brand new sunglasses, the Tariq Elite International Glasses. They're selling like hotcakes right now. They're on sale. You get those at TariqElite.com, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss that. Let's get a couple of more calls here before we get into some game. What's going on? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Tariq, man? North Carolina.
Hey, what's your name, brother?
JD from North Carolina.
JD, how you doing, bro?
I'm good, player. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. So what's on your mind?
Can you answer this question? What do black feminists mean by sexual liberation? Like, I really don't understand that. And feminists, too.
You know what? A lot of black feminists, to be honest, they say a lot of random terms, and they themselves don't know the meaning of it, because when you ask for the meaning, they'll change what the meaning is. Black feminism, as I proved, it's just a way to project anger. It's a way to antagonize men, and it's a way to join up with the white power structure. Again, man, there's right now, because I've been challenging them and white supremacy and racism in this country, the black feminists, there's about 5 different articles that I know of about me right now written by feminists that's floating around on the internet. 5 articles and blogs written by black feminists. So their whole thing is trying to slander, name call, and fortunately people don't take them seriously. So that's what I've learned. Now I've open the door for them to contact me or Chop Up Game with me about any kind of pertinent issues they would like to talk about in an intelligent manner. I've opened the door up. They will not go that route. They will just reduce themselves to Twitter name calling and writing slanderous articles. So people at this point just don't take so-called black feminists seriously, as they should not. And I suggest my players don't take them seriously, because they act, again, just like white supremacists. Their goal is to waste your time and divert your energy. Just like when you debate or argue with a white supremacist, you can win the argument, but basically they're there to waste your time. Black feminists are the exact same way. They just like to waste time and divert energy away from things that we need to do in the community. You feel me?
Thank you, Claire.
Much respect. Yes, indeed, family. And again, don't forget, spread the word, TariqRadio.com. That's the new site. The new shows will be on TariqRadio.com. So when people go to MacLessonsRadio.com and don't see the new shows, and you be like, ah, damn, what happened to the show? It's on TariqRadio.com, and everybody be sure to spread the word. Let me get one. I want the guy from Florida to call back, because I wanted to hear what his situation was, the high school dude. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, Tariq? This is AJ from CT.
AJ, where you from, AJ?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. There you go, man. So what's on your mind, Playboy?
I got two questions, actually.
Go ahead, brother.
The first question is, with when I'm dealing with a dime, right, and yeah. I notice this, like, dimes are real hard to, like, get open. It's hard for them to open up. And I'm wondering, like, why is that? Because I feel like I'm an open person.
Right.
I open up to people, and people are comfortable with me, but it's harder for the dimes to open up. Why is that?
Basically, it's probably just the energy that you're giving them, because dimes, they're like regular women. Yeah. Dimes are not from another planet. They're not from the X-Men organization. You know, they're not mutants. People try to treat dimes or project this thing about dimes as if they're somehow above being human. They're women just like everybody else. They have the same emotions as other women. They have the same thought patterns and processes of other women. So you have to just talk to them and just have a certain level of confidence to talk to them. The thing is, what happens, bro, when you talk to a dime on a subconscious level, your game changes. And women are almost like mind readers. Women can read a dude's energy. No matter what you say, they can read and feel your energy, and they can feel a certain level of insecurity. They can feel a certain level of confidence. And a lot of times, player, when you hollering at a dime, you don't have the same confidence that you would have talking to like an average chick. And the dime can feel that. That's why she might shut down. She's like, okay, I don't need to open up to this dude, because he ain't really believing the shit he's saying to me. So when you talk to a woman who's thorough, don't let that intimidate you. If she's real fine, don't let that make you alter your game. Talk to her with the same level of confidence, and she will be open. Always remember that. You feel me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for the call, family. Oh, I think the brother was going to ask something else, but I wanted to keep pushing with the show. So I didn't mean to hang up on you, brother from CT. But I want to talk about tonight. Let's go ahead and get into some game, family. Let's go ahead and get into some game. Before I do that, though, there's a lot of news stories circulating around about white people putting on blackface for Halloween. And Halloween is coming up, and you're going to see more of it. If you listen to my last Ustream show this Sunday, I talked about how you're about to see a bunch of racist Halloween costumes coming from a lot of white people in this country. And sure enough, days after I said it, you just saw an abundance of white people in blackface. It's like insane. We haven't seen this much racial antagonism coming from the dominant society in years. It really got started with these white people at a Halloween party dressed up as Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. This kid had on like blackface with a hoodie on, and there was a blood stain in the chest like he got shot. It's just real corny and lame and unfunny. That whole blackface thing, it's very corny. It's never funny.
the humor is in it offending black folks. That's the humor. Because putting on the blackface and walking around, it looks real stupid and lame and corny. And the humor comes from them knowing that black folks get ruffled feathers about it. That's the whole thing that is going to piss off black folks. So they're trolling people. And I say, go ahead and get your laughs in. Because when Hidden Colors 3 comes out, the laughter will stop. This is why we have to get our shit popping, black folks. See, people within the dominant society with the whole Trayvon Martin thing and the reaction that black people had to it, meaning that we didn't really do shit. We just kind of marched and yelled and lollygagged. But people feel real emboldened right now to let their racial hatred come right back out in the forefront. And I'm not shocked, and I've been trying to tell people this for years. Some people in the dominant society, the racism is starting to come right back up on the surface. It never went anywhere. It bubbled down a little bit under the surface. Now it's coming above surface. And this is because a lot of black people are fearful, and when people act weak, other people are more emboldened by your weakness. And because black people have been co-signing fuckery, black people have chosen to co-sign the Paula Deans of the world, people look at you as weak. Black people choose to bicker and fight amongst each other, people look at you as weak. And until we get together, work together, politic together, chop up game together, stop snitching on each other, stop turning on each other, pool our resources together and become a power force, we will not get respect, and people will continue to be emboldened because they know that we're not going to do anything about it. It's time to do some things about it, but it's time to stop the cooning, the Uncle Tommen, and the Negro bedwinching out here in order to focus on what we need to focus on. Because like I said, it's definitely going to get worse. And again, Hidden Colors 3 is coming. Y'all better check out Hidden Colors 1 and 2 if you don't have it at HiddenColorsFilm.com. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's get into some game. Now, in today's show, I want to talk about why people are not cooperating with you. Like the gentleman who called up, a lot of cats are not getting cooperation, and this transitions perfectly into the show topic. Why are you not getting cooperation from the people you want to get with? Men and women. The show is for men and women today. We're going to focus on women first, and then we're going to focus on guys. So you can share this game with men and women today. So men, women, grab your pens and paper so you can take notes. Now let's get into women first. Now ladies out there, some of you ladies, you might be fly. Some of you ladies might think that you're thorough. You might think that you got it popping, but you're going out with a guy or you're dating out here in the dating scene and you're not getting the cooperation from quality men. And I'm using the term quality because thirsty dudes don't count. Getting attention or getting cooperation from a nigga who's thirsty, you can show up with shit stains on your dress and he'll still be cooperating with you because he's desperate. Those dudes don't count. I'm talking about quality men, ladies. Quality men do have standards, and you have to present yourself a certain way with quality men. So that's what we're going to focus on today, ladies, and find out why you're not getting cooperation from quality men. Some of the mistakes that you make. Now, number one, ladies, the number one reason why, and I'm going to give five for women, five for men. The top five reasons. I like to give out lists like this. They're more easy to remember. Now, number one, ladies, the reason why you're not getting cooperation from the quality men out here you're trying to date, probably because you're playing the ratchet diva role. And we have a lot of that right now. We have a lot of women playing that ratchet diva role. That's a whole new thing, the ratchet diva, where you have these women who are basically, I suffice to say, almost ghetto chicks trying to act brand new or trying to act flyer than what they are, trying to act bratty and diva-esque. You know the women. You know who you are. And fellas, you know what I'm talking about. You got these women out here who are literally one paycheck away from being a full-blown hood rat, walking around here trying to get people to treat them like they're Michelle Obama. You're trying to be Miss Diva, wanting everybody to bow down to you, because a lot of women look at these Tamar Braxton shows and you look at the Love and Hip Hop shows and you see these women walking around doing all that diva-esque ratchetness, and then you want to be like that. You're like, hey, I'm from the hood. I got a lace front. I can act like that too. And in the real world, that shit don't work. The shit you see on Love and Hip Hop and Atlanta Housewives and The Real Atlanta and the Tamar Braxton show, all that, it's cute and funny on television. But in real life, a real quality dude ain't trying to put up with that bullshit. You walking around acting like the hood diva. Real dudes ain't really trying to put up with that. As women, you got to kind of humble yourself to a certain degree. All that brand new acting thing, it just don't work on no real dude. A real dude sees past that. He sees the insecurity in that, especially if you know you ain't really got it going on. A real thorough dude sees the smoke screen behind that. So he's looking at the whole Ratchet Diva routine, and he's like, okay, after I hit it, I'm just going to go ahead and slide her right back to the projects where I found her. So ladies, if you know you ain't got it popping like that, let's lose the whole Ratchet Diva role. Leave that shit to the women on TV who turn up for the cameras. Don't try that shit in real life. A lot of that stuff rubs off on you ladies, and just need to charge that to the game. Now, number two. That the first one brings us to number two. That's putting extras on yourself. A lot of ladies, a lot of y'all put extras on yourself. You try to make yourself a little more important than what you are. A dude meets you, asks what you do. You start running off this resume like you really got it popping, and you don't. Now, you might not be the ratchet diva, but your resume is just a little bit too padded. You meet a guy and he's like, hey, what do you do? You're like, well, what I do real estate. I own 15 businesses. I'm living bi-coastal. And you saying all this stuff, and dudes are thinking, okay, let me probe a little bit more. And when a dude probe and see what's popping, your 15 businesses are basically a booth at the swap meet where you sell 15 items. And living bi-coastal is basically you going from New York to Atlanta, living on your mama's couch and your homegirl's couch. So you're putting extras on yourself, and when guys see the real deal, now it looks like you're being a disingenuous person. So it's okay. You don't want to tell too much about yourself, and you don't want to be too self-depreciating, but you don't want to put too much extras on yourself so you come across as being disingenuous when a guy learns the real you. So it's very important not to put extras on yourself, because when guys see that, they're not really trying to cooperate like you want them to cooperate. And that brings us to number three, ladies. The number three reason why you're not getting the cooperation you want is because you're telling too much too early. Now, ladies, there's nothing wrong with being honest. You do want to be honest. You want to be honest. You want to be upfront, but you don't have to tell everything. Sometimes, ladies, y'all get to telling a lot of shit on the first date, and it's like, whoa. And the thing is, it's cool to be honest, but you got to pace it, because when you're too honest, guys are going to be like, well, damn, how many dudes is she going around telling all her business to? That's how we look at it. It's cool to be honest, but then we thinking you just go around telling everybody your business, so if I get with you, you're going to be telling our business. So you don't want to tell too much too soon. Especially you've been dealing with some issues. Like if you go out with a guy and y'all at a restaurant and he's like, hey, babe, I'm going to order us some champagne. And you're like, oh, no, I can't drink, because, you know, before I was saved, I would get drunk and I'd be sucking dicks all willy nilly. I just can't drink like that no more. I don't want to go back. I've been sucking dicks six ways to Sunday before I was saved. I'm like, oh, OK. Damn. You don't want to do that too soon. That's going to throw a motherfucker off. So it's cool to be honest, but again, pace yourself. Don't tell too much too soon, ladies. Now, the fourth thing, ladies, you do that thwarts the cooperation you get from quality men is when you make everything about yourself. Don't no guy want to be with no selfish woman. A guy, when he's out, he wants to engage a quality man, by the way. Again, I have to preface it by saying quality men. A quality dude, when he's out with a woman, he wants to engage in conversation. Ladies, sometimes you make the whole situation all about you, and that's a turnoff to dudes. That whole narcissistic thing, very much a turnoff. So, ladies, you go out with a dude and your whole conversation is like, so me, and I, me. Last night I went to the club. Before I went to the club, I went to the mall. I had to get me a real nice dress, and this was a dress to die for. Then I went and got me some shoes, and my shoes were fierce. Everybody saw my shoes. They were like, oh, your shoes are off the chain, girl. I said, I know this. So I went to the club. I was in the club. I was hot. I have a friend who works the bar, and I got in from the VIP. Then I went to the VIP, and LeBron James called me over in the VIP, and he wanted to take some pictures. Oh, I'm like, okay, it's all about you. I got it. So we're looking at you and we're like, okay, we're just going to hit that ass and we're going to keep it pushing. So don't make it all about yourself, ladies. You make it all about yourself, you're not going to get the proper cooperation you need. Then that brings us to number five. The number five thing that women do to thwart the cooperation from men is when you go on and on with guys about things you don't like. When you're out with a guy, you just met him, you're trying to get to know him, and you're trying to vibe, a lot of times women will take the negative route. And that's what you don't want to do. You don't want to discuss anything negative. Anytime you discuss anything negative with a new person, that just rubs them the wrong way. You always want to take the high road as far as the conversation. And that's just in general, not with just people you're trying to get into a relationship with. Just people in general. Don't nobody want to hear you sing the blues. Always have a positive disposition when you are interacting or engaging people. Especially when you're trying to engage a guy or date a guy or get to know a guy. Because if you on a date and you're just going on about what you don't like, we're like, okay, she's one of them. And fellas know the type of women I'm talking about. You go out with a woman, she's like, you know, I don't like liars. You know, I don't know about you, I just hate liars. I don't like dudes who be cheating on women. I can't stand cheaters. I can't stand dudes who be jumping on women, beating them up. You know, okay, we know what you don't like. And then women take that and start being accusatory and start projecting their dislikes on the guy that they're out with. Women be on dates and they hanging out with a guy and they're like, hey, look at you. You ain't no liar, are you? Because you got lying eyes, nigga. You know, then they start accusing niggas and like, look at your hands. You got thief hands. Because a nigga stole from me one time and he had hands just like you. A nigga stole some money out of my purse and he had your same fingernails and cuticles, nigga. So you don't want to be with that motherfucker right there. And ladies, you don't want to go that route. That's going to stop the cooperation. Now let's get on the fellas. Because fellas, there's some things that you do that will stop the cooperation from women. You're trying to deal with women and you're trying to get cooperation and you do things and she's not cooperating with you no more. Now, the first thing, the main thing, number one, here are the five things. The first thing, fellas, you do, and this is so common and typical. The number one thing that men do to mess up the cooperation, you always turn the conversation sexual. You're trying to talk to a woman and then you'll try to work and crowbar something sexual in the conversation. Just out the blue. And that's a turnoff, fellas, because like the woman might be talking to you, you having dinner at a classy spot, and she's like, yeah, I went to the mall earlier, and, you know, I bought me a couple of things. What'd you do, John? And he's like, well, yeah, I went to the mall, and, you know, I don't like going to the mall shopping, especially when I shop for jeans, because you know, it's hard to find jeans for me, because I got so much dick I'm packing down there, and, you know, jeans can't fit me with all this dick I got hanging, you know, you know. And she's looking at you like, really, asshole? Really, nigga? And you don't want to do that, man. You don't want to crowbar something sexual into the conversation, dude. Never talk about anything sexual. Never. Just, you can use innuendo if you're getting that energy from women, but I always say downplay it, because any kind of sexual talk, you know, you ain't got to talk it. It's all about an energy. It's all about a vibe. It's all about an aura. So you don't want to talk that perverted shit. Because women, I rarely see women who are turned on by that. Unless you're in a relationship with a lady and y'all just kind of bullshitting around. Now, number two, the second thing that will mess up the cooperation is you niggas out here pinching pennies. Y'all some penny pinching dudes. Dudes out here pinching pennies, and I talked about this several times on the show. That's a major turnoff, and that messes up cooperation. Fellas, you're going out with a woman, and you cheap as hell, and y'all go out, and you're like, hey, I got a surprise for you, baby. I got two coupons for Ruby Tuesdays. And she's like, yay. She's looking at you like, you cheap bastard. And then you go to Ruby Tuesdays and you can't even use the coupons at that location. They're like, sir, these only work at the location in Valdosta, Georgia. You in Atlanta, you're like, well, damn, babe, we got to drive down to Valdosta to get these coupons redeemed. And you get your broke, dusty ass up in a car and take a woman on a date all the way to Valdosta, Georgia just to redeem the coupon. And she's looking at you like, I'm going to kill the motherfucker who hooked me up with this broke nigga. So you don't want to be no penny pincher. Now, number three, fellas, the third thing that fellas do to mess up the cooperation, this is why you're not getting cooperation, you are not reading the chemistry signals, good or bad. Fellas, you get good signals, you get bad signals from women, and if you don't know how to read either one, that's going to mess up your game. You got to be able to read the signals women send out. Like I told that caller earlier, women are perceptive when they meet guys. Women can read guys' minds to a certain degree. Women can read their signals. They can see where you're coming from, and they can feel where you're coming from to a certain degree. They can feel what you want. They can feel where you're going with your energy. And a lot of men can't do the same. They can't pick up on the correct chemistry energy. Like a woman, for example, in a good way, the woman might be down to get with you sexually. And the woman will say something and it'll go right over your goddamn head. The woman can be flirting with you and she's feeling your vibe. But you ain't thorough with your game enough to catch it. The woman is sitting with you like, so, hey, John. So, hey, what does your bedroom look like at your house? So she's giving you vibes and it goes right over your head. You're like, well, my bedroom is pretty nice. I really decorated it and gave it a Mediterranean vibe. I got some sofas in the living room that matches the bed. And I went to IKEA and I got this really, really nice wood dresser. And I mean, you talking about furniture. She's trying to flirt with your dumb ass and you didn't even catch it. So you got to know how to catch that, because if she sees that you can't even catch that, You look like you ain't got no swag, and the women are going to look at you sideways. Now, with that being said, a lot of times it's the other way. A lot of times women give a dude a simple compliment. She doesn't mean anything by it. She might say, you go out on a date with a woman, and she's like, hey, very nice cufflinks you got. And nigga, you take that, and you get all gooey-eyed, and nigga get all emotional. The woman gives you a real simple compliment, and she ain't even tripping. You might be a platonic friend. She might not even like you like that. The woman, you know, she's cool. She's the home girl. She ain't really trying to get with you sexually. She might be somebody you work with, or even she might be into you or potentially into you sexually or relationship wise, but she gives you a real simple compliment. It's like, Hey, John, those real nice tie you got. And all of a sudden you hear music. Did you say my tie was nice?
My love.
That's the most wonderful thing somebody's ever said to me in my life.
In my life.
And this nigga, he's holding on to that shit for like months. He's calling your ass every day. You know, when you said I had a nice tie 4 months ago, I knew you were the one. I knew you were the one for me. And I just want to take the time out and thank you for appreciating me and my tie. You know, like, nigga, come on, dude. You're too sensitive, you're too emotional, and you don't want to have that kind of energy. You don't want to have that energy, because women are going to get turned off by that. You're not going to get cooperation being all gooey-eyed every time a woman gives you a simple compliment. That's why a lot of women don't like making eye contact with dudes, because you look at a nigga, he takes that the wrong way. Now, the fourth thing that fellas do when it comes to getting cooperation and how you mess up the cooperation, you become too self-depreciating. Now, it's very good to be humble. It's good to be humble. You don't want to be arrogant. But the thing is, pointing out all your insecurities, that's not fly. And you don't want to be the kind of dude, you're too humble and you're too self-depreciating, and it just shows all your insecurities. Because you meet a woman and you're chopping up game with her and you're telling her all the things that you don't like about yourself. You say shit like, well, you know, I like you. You're really special. I hope you can look past me having asthma. And she's like, nigga, what the fuck you talking about? That's some real insecure shit to say. And niggas be having color complexes. Niggas be saying stuff like, you know, I'm glad to be out here on a date with you. At first, I didn't think that you were like a dark-skinned guy. You know, dudes be saying stuff like that. And then dudes will take that to another level. They'll take their insecurity and then turn it to anger. You know, they'll use their insecurity. They'll use that dark-skinned, I'm insecure shit. And everything a woman do, everything she does, niggas get insecure about it. You with a woman and you're like, wait a minute. What you doing listening to that Drake CD? You want a light-skinned nigga, don't you? Fuck you and Drake, bitch. You know. So you don't want to have that self-depreciating, self-hating shit. Love yourself before you get into a dating situation. That's very important. Now, number five, and last but not least, the fifth and final thing, fellas, you need to stop doing to thwart your cooperation with women. Fellas, you just take life too seriously. Some dudes just literally take life way too damn seriously. Especially these militant dudes. A lot of these so-called militant dudes or fake hotep niggas, they take life extra seriously. You just can't have a good time for nothing. And women don't want to be around that, especially a woman you just met. When women meet dudes or get with dudes, you know, you women want to have a good time. Women want to laugh and joke. And sometimes you're out with a woman and she's laughing at something and you sitting there with the screw face. She's laughing. That's so funny. So, Hakeem, what's wrong? Sister, I don't see how you can laugh, sister. Why? I don't see how you can laugh, sister, knowing that the government is out here germinating the vegetables. Like, what, nigga? Oh, well, okay. Nigga just got some other stuff on his heart and mind that ain't got nothing to do with the present moment. Yeah, I mean, you can't laugh for nothing. You watch a movie and you're like, oh, that movie is funny. Wasn't that movie funny, Hakeem? Yeah, it ain't going to be funny when the cracker busts into your house and put you in a concentration camp and start giving you an anal probe. It ain't going to be funny then, is it? Like, oh, okay, calm down. So you don't want to be around a motherfucker who's like that. You don't want to be that dude. Just can't take anything, can't find any humor, can't find any joy in nothing. You just super mean, mugging, militant. Everything is not a joke. It's cool to be very serious about certain things, but goddamn, you got to lighten up in life every now and then, especially as far as your relationship. So I hope you guys learned some good game on today's show. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Again, spread the word. TariqRadio.com. TariqRadio.com. Go to iTunes, everybody. Type in Tariq Elite Radio and subscribe right now to the all new show, and you get it for free. You get it uploaded automatically to your iTunes. It'll get on your iPad. It'll go on your iPhone automatically. So subscribe now, ladies and gentlemen. Now, somebody has there's a dude out there who has a Mac Lesson Radio app on iTunes, and the brother's going to have to take that down. This dude put the shit up and he's selling it. Some people think that that's ours. That's not my app. We have an unauthorized dude putting up apps of my shit, and he has to take that down. And the guy, it's a whole thing. But if y'all see that Mac Lessons app, that's not mine. We're not rocking with that right now. But I digress. And follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, join me in Buffalo, New York this Friday at the Market Arcade Film and Arts Center. We're doing a screening of Hidden Colors 2. I will see y'all in New York, Buffalo, New York, this Friday. Love, respect, peace, family. I'm out.